If you got your Bibles, turn with me to Romans chapter 12. Very familiar scripture. Been on my heart for quite a while. Really enjoyed the service so far tonight. And been looking forward to sharing what I have with you tonight.
Amen.
By nature, I love to teach. I teach guitar where I work at, and I teach all kinds of different things on the internet and different things like that. I just love to share. I love to teach and help people understand the things that, you know, the Lord revealed to me or the things that He's blessed me with. And that's what I want to do tonight, is share with you some things that the Lord has shown to me and some things that have been helpful to me over this past week. And Romans chapter 12, we'll start at verse 1 and go down to verse 2 is where we'll be taking most of our message from. The Bible says in Romans 12, verse 1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. Thank you for standing in the reverence of reading God's Word. You may be seated. That verse 2 there has stuck with me this past week or so. And the reason why it has is because recently me and my wife went down to, I believe it was Kentucky. We had sung at a benefit singing. And there was a church there that had caught fire. And we was doing some singing to help raise funds for that. And on the way down there, I told my wife, I said, it's a long trip, and I don't really feel like driving. I don't like your long trips, Brother John. And I said, well, there's this new book I've been wanting to read, and it's a spiritual book, a Christian book. And I said, I'll just read it to you on the way down there. I'll be your audio book. And I like to listen to audio books, and that just passes the time on them long trips. And so she got to driving down to Kentucky, and I was reading this book on spiritual warfare. Really short book. And I thought, well, we can get through this on a big trip like this. And we got down there about halfway and then come back. We got her singing over with and everything and had a good time there with those folks. And as we drove back, we was about halfway through the book, so I decided we'd just read the rest of it on the way home. And at one point, there was a place where I got choked up because I couldn't read any further. And the Lord opened my eyes on something. And that's what I want to share with you tonight is how to guard your mind. And how to change your thinking, amen? Because for the longest time, living as a Christian, for me, amen, it just seemed like I was, just on the verge of having a breakthrough all the time. But never really getting to that breakthrough, Brother John.
Amen.
And fear would hold me back from things, and worry and anxiety and worrying about things. And as I was reading this book, God opened my eyes about something. That is about what true repentance is, amen? And begin to think about that and begin to lay it out and begin to talk about repentance is not just changing your actions. Amen. Because to first change your actions, you must first change your thinking about how you perceive those actions that you're doing. And I begin to think about that. And I got to thinking, Lord, I've had wrong thinking for years. That's what's been my downfall. Amen. Yeah, I'm saved. Yeah, I'm a Christian. But, amen, for the longest time, I haven't allowed the Lord to guide my thoughts and been worried about doing things on my own, been worried about trying to get this done and trying to get that done. And, amen. And just something just clicked for me that day. And I was really a changed person. Amen. We got back home and not that I wasn't saved, I was already saved, but amen, the Lord had a breakthrough for sure, amen. I was able to get over the hump, so to speak, and be able to see a spiritual insight that I hadn't known before. Amen, as we got home, I asked my wife recently, it was her birthday about a month or two ago, and recently got her a bicycle, and she'd been riding the far out of that thing, and I said when we got home, I said, are you going to ride your bike today? I was kind of try to shoo her out of the house circle a little bit because I felt after that, amen, I wanted to have a little talk with Jesus, amen. I want to have a little talk with the Lord, amen. And amen. She got outside and she didn't know I was watching through the blinds. I was peeking through the blinds to make sure she took off. And, amen. And I got her, I seen her go outside and take off down the road. And I went back to the back bedroom and noticed earlier that she had just recently got out with a little piano bench, amen. Not even much bigger than that thing right there, smaller actually. And had to go out that thing there to play piano on, and I got to think to myself, well, there's me an altar. Amen. I bent down and I prayed to the Lord and asked God to forgive me for this wrong thinking, for letting the devil just steal away my joy, steal away my passion to serve Him. Amen. Steal away the ability to do things for God if I just listen to God. Amen.
Amen.
I came up from there a new person. Amen. Not a new creature. I've already been through that. Amen. My way of thinking has changed. Amen. You see, to repent is not just changing your actions. Amen. If you look up, the Bible says in repent in the New Testament, it means to change your mind.
Amen.
And a lot of times we think it really lightly of that. We think, well, I meant to go down to Walmart, but I changed my mind. I'm going to go down over here to Kmart. That ain't what it's talking about.
Amen.
You can change your mind, but he's talking about change the way you think. Change your thinking about something. See, first, this dabbling in this little old sin over here, you might not think too much of it. Might not think it's that much bad of a thing when you're lost. But then your eyes are open, you begin to see clearer. And all of a sudden that thing is revealed to you in a way that it hadn't been before. And all of a sudden your mind thinks about it a different way.
Amen.
And you see it as unclean. You see it as something that shouldn't be, you shouldn't be dabbling in. You shouldn't be fooling with. And you change your thinking about it.
Yes.
And then you can walk away from it. People got all backwards. They tried to quit their drugs. They tried to quit their alcohol. They tried to quit their promiscuous living. They try to work on the action. You know, you go to the hospital and they say, well, you're only trying to treat the symptom and not the cause. We treat the symptoms all the time spiritually. We see symptoms everywhere we're suffering from. We don't know what the cause is. Well, we can't treat the symptom if we don't treat the thinking about the symptom. If we don't ask the Lord to give us a clear mind and to help us to think clearly about some of these things in our life that's overcoming us as Christians, amen, we're still stuck in the same old place.
Amen.
In bondage.
Yes.
Bible says in Galatians, I believe it's chapter 5, verse 1, stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free and be not entangled again in the yoke of bondage. Amen. For years I've been living in bondage, Brother John. Yes, I'm saved, born again, on my way to heaven. Amen, but my mind just wouldn't focus right. I always felt like the one in the sower, the parable of the sower. I always felt like the one that when the seed fell down by the wayside, amen, I was the one that was couldn't retain the seed. The word was given, but it was plucked up and taken away and snatched away.
Amen.
Like I couldn't retain things. Amen, why? Because a lot of times I have my mind up here on the wrong thing. Maybe it's worried about something outside the church doors, or maybe it's worried about something that's going to go on next week and couldn't really focus on the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I tell you what, that verse right here is what's been on my mind all week because of this. So let's get on down into this. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, I got a few places to go here. Don't know if I'll get to all of them or not. Just trying to follow the Spirit of the Lord.
Amen.
But I want you to look, I like to do word studies. I like to look up words and what they mean. And because in English they might mean something totally different or have a deeper meaning in the Greek and the Hebrew where they was originally written in than they do that we can clarify through our limited language. Amen.
Amen.
And that word transformed is the same word that's used when Jesus was transfigured on the Mount. He was completely transfigured.
Amen.
Amen. The world didn't have a hold on him anymore.
Yes.
I mean, the world couldn't touch him anymore. He was there with Moses and Elijah. And what Paul is saying here is don't be conformed to this world. Don't let this world mold you and keep you in its clutches. But be like Jesus and be transfigured so that it can't affect you.
Amen.
Be transformed. Be a new creature. Be a new person in your mind. How do you transform yourself? How are you to where you don't have to worry about the world getting a hold of you and getting this grasp on you? That is by the renewing of your mind. You see, that verse made a whole new difference to me because whenever I finally started thinking right, every day I wanted to hold on to that right thinking.
Amen.
Every day after that I said, Lord, I am very susceptible to being led astray because of my bad thoughts about myself, feeling unworthy, feeling not worthy of doing God's will, feeling this, feeling that. That's one of the devices, the Bible says, we're not ignorant of His devices. That's one of the devices.
Amen.
I mean, making you feel unworthy. Well, Christ has already paid for you.
Yes.
And if you're born again, He has made us worthy and accepted in the blood. So that's a lie from the devil.
Amen.
Amen. I was believing these lies, amen, because I just didn't feel good about myself. Didn't feel like I was amount to anything. But when I got that revelation, I held on to it every day. I thought, I'm going to renew my mind. I'm going to keep thinking the right thoughts. And whenever these thoughts come against me that, no, I'm not a good person, or I'm just always falling short, or all this, I'm going to claim I'm more than a conqueror through Him that loved us.
Amen.
Amen. I can do all things through Christ which strengthened me.
Yes.
Amen. I'm going to claim the Word and claim the good food. Amen. Instead of all this rotten junk the devil's throwing at me. And you know, it's a struggle. Amen. It's something you have to work at. The Bible says, work at your own salvation with fear and trembling.
Amen.
Now I know what that means. Amen. Because I'm fear and tremble that I'll lose that revelation. I'm going to work it out until it sticks up here.
Yes.
Not that you're afraid of God, but that you're afraid you'll lose that relationship with God. Fear and trembling. Work it out. Amen. So that you can have a relationship with God. Renewing your mind. That you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And it's not talking about trying to prove it to be true or false, like that kind of proof. It's talking about testing or trying or discerning, putting it to the test. Renew your mind. If you want to know what God's will is, what that good and acceptable, perfect will of God is, you've got to renew your mind. You've got to be in God. You've got to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And I wish I could get this out a little plainer. It just won't come the way I'd like for it to come. But I just tell you what, it's the best way I can know how to explain it. If you study that, and God ask God for wisdom on that, maybe He'll show it to you a different way, in a way that you can hang on to it.
Amen.
But amen, transformed by the renewing of your mind. Amen, we've got to guard our mind. The Bible says in Proverbs 4:23, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. You know, the heart in the Bible doesn't only necessarily mean this pumping organ down here in our chest.
Amen.
This is referring to the inner man. Amen. Where all the emotion and the feelings and different things like that, the spirit, the inner man. Keep that and guard it with your life. Because it's the issues of life. I was looking that up, and that means it's the source of life. Amen. Doctors have done tests and studies on now that a lot of times your attitude and your mood can affect your physical body. Where you are mentally, what you think about, what you ponder on, can affect how you are physically. You go down here worrying and chewing bullets all the time, worrying about things going on, you're going to have an ulcer.
Amen.
You're going to have a heart attack. You're going to have a stroke. And I tell you what, you get on that mindset where everything, God is going to take care of everything. I'm going to trust in the Lord. He'll give me joy unspeakable and full of glory. The peace of God is on my life. Amen. You can't help but have a good day, like you talked about.
Amen.
And amen, there ain't nothing that really can stop that from happening.
Amen.
Amen. If you got God on your side and you know in your mind, and once again we're talking about our mind, in our heart, our inward man, amen, that God is on our side, and who is he that will harm me if I be follower of that which is good? Amen. You can go through and see things accomplished through God.
Amen.
That way. So keep your heart, keep your mind, your inward man, keep it guarded. Because the devil likes to use, amen, tricks, amen, to play on your mind. The Bible tells us, put on the helmet of salvation.
Amen.
You see, the Bible says, put on the whole armor of God. Well, now when I think about that, I think about, you know, the devil likes to attack me up here.
Yes.
The helmet is for your mind. The breastplate is for your heart, the center of your being. And all these different elements, maybe the devil likes to attack you a different way. Well, there's a piece of armor for that. And if we have all of it on, we don't have to worry about which one we need to get out of the closet and dust off and polish off. We have that thing on all the time, 24/7, because Satan is raging, amen.
Amen.
Peter tells us he's like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Tells us to be vigilant, be sober.
Amen.
And sober has to deal with your mind.
Yes.
Amen. The Bible tells us in 2 Timothy 1:7 that he's not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind.
Amen.
Sound mind in that verse means self-control. It means discipline. Amen. If we're going to be Christians, disciple, the word disciple, discipline. They were disciplined as followers of Christ. If we're going to be able to overcome and endure to the end, we must be disciplined in reading the Word and studying the Word and having the correct thoughts. Amen. That's thoughts. The Bible tells us how to think. Philippians 4 over there, verse 8, tells us those things that are pure, those things that are lovely, those things that are worthy of praise, those things that are virtuous, all these other things. It says, if there be any virtue, there be any praise, think on these things.
Amen.
And the peace of God. Amen. Will rule your heart. The Bible tells us how to think. The Bible talks about meditating on the Word, thinking on the Word, having good thoughts, having spiritual thoughts. A lot of times we're so carnally minded, amen, we're no heavenly good. The Bible says in Romans 8, to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
Amen.
You go around all the time worrying about what's going to happen in the flesh, worrying about these physical ailments and these things that are going on in the world. Amen. That's death.
Amen.
That doesn't do a bit of good. But when you go around knowing that God's got everything under control, and another thing, if we don't learn to lay things down here at the altar, amen, where God can take care of them, where God can take control of them, and walk ourselves out the door load lifted and light-headed and not burdened anymore, amen, those burdens will take us to an early grave.
Amen.
I mean, think about that. A lot of it goes back to how you think. I mean, God gave us a mind to think with.
Amen.
Amen. We should be using that mind to think thoughts that are good. Thoughts that if He could peer inside your mind right now, would He be pleased with? And He can.
Amen.
He can. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians over there, chapter, I believe it is 10, it says that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. Amen. It talks about how God is able to bring every thought of every imagination, every thought into captive unto Christ. So if we submit our heart, submit our minds to God, He can teach us how to think.
Amen.
He can teach us how to perceive the things that are going on in the world. See, everybody's worried to death about policemen getting shot and terrorists and all this other stuff. You know, the devil wants to get your attention off the Lord. And on the things of the world. Yes, what happened down there is tragic. And it's going to keep happening. The Bible tells us it's going to get worse and worse. Why? Because the love of many is waxing cold.
Amen.
Iniquity is abounding. Abounding means to thrive. It's everywhere. Sin is everywhere.
Amen.
Well, the way we're going to overcome is we keep ourselves pure.
Yes.
Keep our hearts guarded. Keep our minds pure. And think on the things that makes for joy and makes for peace and bears the fruit of the Spirit. You see, worry is not the fruit of the Spirit. Faith is. Anger is not a fruit of the Spirit. Joy is. Love is. Impatience is definitely not a fruit of the Spirit. Long suffering is.
Amen.
I mean, we've got to put our mindsets, we've got to change our mind. That's what true repentance is. Say, God, I've been thinking wrong things. I'm going to think right things for a change. You do that, you watch things start working out in your own life. A couple more places here and then we'll be done. I've already talked to you about 2 Timothy, where it's given us a spirit of love and of power and of a sound mind. The Bible says in James 1:8, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. I can't tell you how many times I've read that verse, but it just never sank in. Because a week later, I'd still be, well, should I do this or should I do that? Well, should I do this or should I do that? Just stand still and not do anything. God can't work with somebody like that. I mean, you've got to step out. If Peter decided when he was in the boat, well, should I step out or should I stay in? Should I step out? Should I stay in? Well, for one thing, the disciples would eventually just chug them on out. They wouldn't be able to take that long.
Amen.
I mean, that'd be me. Get on out there, Peter. Drive me crazy. So, I mean, he had to step out of the boat. He had to make a decision. Even if it was a wrong decision, at least God could take that and use it for something, for His glory.
Amen.
You know, a lot of times I think to myself now, Brother Jerry, our pastor, preached not too long ago on Elijah, where he was up at the Mount Carmel, and he began to tell the people, the 450 prophets of Baal, how long will you halt between two opinions? And that one stuck with me too for the last couple of weeks. Make a decision. The Bible says multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision.
Yes.
Make a decision. Amen. Don't just stand there wringing your hands. Go one way or the other way. And God can, even if you mess up, God can correct that. He can work with that.
Yes.
What He can't work with is somebody that just sits on their hands. Amen.
Amen.
So I'm telling you, don't be double-minded. Amen. If you set your heart and your mind to do something, do it.
Amen.
And don't look back. Don't be like Lot's wife. That'll lead you to trouble. Don't move back. Say, God, I'm moving forward, and if I'm the wrong, then you move me the right way. You redirect my way. You know what's wonderful about the GPS? You go on down the road and you get off track, what does it do? Does it call your names? I don't. I hope yours don't. It don't call me dummy, and I should have took the left turn. And no, it just says recalculating. And that nice, sweet voice. You know, you can't feel bad with a GPS. It just ain't programmed to make you feel bad at all. Recalculating. Turn here. Turn there. Turn around at the nearest stop. It'll get you there another way. That's what God will do.
Amen.
It said, my daughter got off track. Time to recalculate. It shows us exactly where to go.
Amen.
What about you? That was good to me.
Yes.
Double-minded man is unstable. And you know, the devil would love nothing more than to get us tripped up.
Amen.
Once we're unstable, we're not stabilized anymore, he can come in for the kill, and then it's all downhill from there.
Yes.
We have to be sober and diligent and vigilant, because the devil, our adversary, is about walking as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. We can't let our guard down for a moment, Brother John. Because he'll be in there to get us unstable, he'll be in there for the kill.
Amen.
And I can't tell you how bad unstable I used to be because of thinking bad thoughts all the time, thinking about, you know, how I was unworthy and all this stuff. But God has made me accepted in the beloved, and I praise God for that.
Amen.
And every time, you know, it's not an easy battle. You have to go back to, you have to cling to dear life for those scriptures that really get you through.
Yes.
And that's one of them. Don't be conformed. Don't listen to the devil's thinking. Be transformed. And the devil can't touch you.
Amen.
And I've already mentioned that in 2 Corinthians 10:5. The Bible says in verse 4, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Weapons are mighty. God's given us a spirit of power, might. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ.
Amen.
Did you know that God can take your thoughts and make them mind, make them behave? He can make you think what will help you accomplish His purpose, His will. A lot of times we just let our minds run away, and we don't really think about the damage it does to ourselves.
Amen.
And also to other people. But I tell you what, Bible, upon that, upon what I just read, we can get down, kneel down on our hands and knees, get down to business with God and pray and say, God, make my thoughts be obedient to you. And I believe He can help us.
Amen.
Because that's what He's done for me. I've got a new outlook on you know, the devil get me. I'm telling you what, the devil would come up behind, sneak up behind me, and before I knew it, I was wallowing in self-pity. Oh, pity me. Woe is me. Defeated.
Amen.
And God didn't want me to be that way no more.
Amen.
Praise God, I'm not defeated no more.
Yes.
Because of what He showed me. And I'm hanging on to that with fear and trembling. As we stand tonight.
Amen.
I don't know if anybody's got a song or what, but Melissa can come to the piano if she wants to play. But I tell you, this is something to really ponder on, to think about. And it's amazing when God shows you something that you didn't see before, you start seeing it everywhere.
Amen.
It's like when you go out and see these little cars, you don't ever notice them until you buy one, then you see them everywhere.
Yes.
And when you notice something like that, I can't tell you how many verses just pop up my mind dealing with thinking, dealing with the right mindset. And so as she plays, search your heart. If you need to close the walk with the Lord, whatever the need is, Amen. If you've been thinking wrong things and you ask and you want God to bring those thoughts to His obedience, amen, then come and have a little talk with Jesus. And that'll make it right. If you mean business with the Lord, draw nigh to Him and He will draw nigh to you. So much, but it's absolutely true. No less important than all everything else is preached about spiritual gifts. The devil's out for your mind. God wants to protect you. He wants to think. He wants you to think on the things that are pure. I want to read that book. Time attention, and I'm going to turn the service back over to Brother John, if he would.